Wherever there is space, the truth body of Buddha is present. And wherever the mind of Buddha is, the body of Buddha is. Because we can describe Mahamudra as attaining three levels of union. The highest union, which is actual enlightenment, is the union of mind and body. Through training in Mahamudra, eventually we accomplish a state where our mind and body are the same entity, the same nature. We're not like this. Our mind and body are quite separate. Even in dreams, we see our mind can leave the body. Through powwow, we can see our mind can leave the body. Through death, definitely our mind is. Buddhas can never die because death is the irreversible separation of the mind from the body. Buddha's mind never separates from his body. Buddha's body never separates from his mind. So whenever we attain enlightenment, we have a mind that's as big as the universe. And therefore, our body can appear. Let's put it this way around. We can appear a body anywhere in the universe. And that appearance is simply, if we're invited, means simply from the emptiness of the truth body, there appears a form body. Just like that. It's almost, we can say in the blink of an eye, but we have to say no time at all, because there is no time. In emptiness, there is no time. So it's like instantaneous. This is our power when we become enlightened. And we can appear simultaneously countless places in countless forms to help countless living beings. And so we need to start thinking about ourselves in this way, because that's what, when we say, may I become a Buddha for the benefit of all, that's what we're asking for. But especially we need to think about our spiritual guide in this way. Even though the gross form body, the emanation body of our spiritual guide may appear to be ordinary, may appear in human form, taking birth from our human parents, having a lifespan and experiencing maybe sickness even, and death. This is, our spiritual guide doesn't die. Just this temporary emanation for our benefit. And if the form body of the Buddha, of our spiritual guide, appearing as an ordinary being, did not arise from emptiness, it wouldn't exist at all. But because it's arisen from our point of view, from the sperm and the egg of ordinary parents, then it will go. Because we have this ordinary appearance, it will go through the cycle of birth and death. Temporary, for us, temporary. So when we say long life prayers, but we're not saying long life prayer for the actual body of our spiritual guide. The actual body of our spiritual guide is the enjoyment body. Vajradhara said the enjoyment body of a holy being like our spiritual guide is like jewels inside a jewelry box. The emanation body is the jewelry box inside the actual body. We are asking for the emanation body to remain for a very long time. But in reality, our guru's mind is everywhere. Our guru is engaged in actions to benefit all living beings throughout space. He's not limited to this one body. He's not limited to this one life. He's not limited to this one location. But anyway, just to finish. So Venerable Geshe says, whenever we invite the wisdom beings of the field of merit in offerings to spiritual guide, thousands and thousands of Buddhas come. And then he says, therefore, any place where this sadhana is performed naturally becomes blessed. Think about it. I just did Lama Chöpa in my room last night. Oh, great, that means millions of Buddhas appeared in your room. How wonderful. So we use the practice of Lama Chöpa, offerings of spiritual guide, to bless temples, of course, and Dharma centers, but to bless houses, to bless places, a supreme blessing. Just through the presence of a holy being, the place is blessed. We don't have to do anything, we just do mentally invite the holy being to come.